You're listening to the premier automotive and lifestyle podcast with Mark Anthony Murray and Sean Rosa. This is Through the Apex.
Start your engine.
Here are your hosts, Mark Anthony Murray and Sean Rosa.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. What's up? Damn, bringing it back to 2000.
Well, I'm deeply in, you know, I'm actually a child. I'm just stuck in this misery that's called adulthood.
like Benjamin Button.
Oh, Lord. Indeed.
Dude, man, I hope you guys enjoyed that fresh, brand new open.
Yeah, what'd you guys think about that? We want to know.
We definitely want to know.
We want to know.
Same, kind of similar, just a different voice. We got a nice, wonderful British lady.
Yeah.
To lend her vocals.
The best of the best.
Absolutely.
The real English, apparently. Because this is nonsense that we're speaking. We can't even call things appropriate, you know.
Right.
Appropriately.
If they call that the King's English, what do we call American English?
The hillbilly.
The hillbilly?
I don't know.
The colonizers?
The colonizers. the uncultured.
The uncultured. That's awful, man.
The knob.
You would think that we, like, are terrorists or something, the way we sound right now. Oh man. Welcome back to Through the Apex. Sorry we missed last week. Of course, our schedules are just always so damn busy and
yes.
Crazy. And actually, truth be told, you're lucky you're even hearing us right now, because probably would have canceled this week too.
I walked into the apartment and Sean was face down on the floor, just surrounded by equipment and paperwork. And
oh my gosh.
I was like, this is the end for us.
It's so bad. My morning would have been a lot better if I didn't snooze my clock, but man, getting home at 3 a.m. is so rough, I swear.
You can snooze your clock. It's okay.
Well, thank you for being so patient and open and willing to maneuver your schedule around for me. I really appreciate that.
Hey, man, you're an important guy. I'm lucky to be a part of this.
Nah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm not important. Not at all. Before we get kicked off into the world that is automotive.
I thought you were going to say, like, before we get kicked off the air.
That's possible, too. So, certainly. It's funny because we control our fate in this regard, but like we could still happen somehow. Before we get into all the great news that is the automotive industry, we're talking about Volkswagen today, BMW and Ferrari with the new Monza SP1 and SP2. Refreshing Repulsive is back with 5 wonderful entrants. But of course, let's talk about us for a little bit. How are you doing? How are things with you in your life and world?
Things are going pretty good, man. I went to happy hour last night with my coworkers and a few new folks. Well, one new person that started at my new job. And it's really nice to interact in a healthy way with folks that don't have or that doesn't operate on a premise of the workplace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you work with smart people. It's kind of like you might butt heads once in a while. Or it's funny because at my current job, I kind of feel like, even if we butt heads, it's not even really butting heads. It's just kind of like having a discussion. You know what I mean? So being able to go out and have some drinks. And we went to Coastal Flats, which my coworker Molly, she lives in that neighborhood. And she was like, we should go here. It was either that or like Copper Canyon or something, which I love Copper Canyon.
Yeah.
But I had like probably 9 drinks, like 4 appetizers. Jeez. Yo, the bread, Sean. Oh my gosh.
I'm a sucker for good bread, bro.
Dude, okay, we have to go. We've got to go there one day because the bread is, they told me, they were like, this bread is like donuts. And I was like, no, it's not. So they brought the bread out and there's these small rolls that they bake individually. They're probably literally like an inch and a half all around, but
yeah,
they're like a perfect circle. But they've got like a fried, they've got like a buttery fried exterior coating. So they're kind of slightly crunchy on the outside. You cut them open and the inside of the roll is buttered as well somehow.
Oh my gosh.
So they like bake butter into the roll and the butter that they bring along with the bread. All these bees coming.
No, bees.
Oh, the bees.
Crips are me really upset.
Wait, what do they do? What do the crips do?
They take.
So all the red that we got, all this udder.
Yeah.
Or the letter, whatever.
Or they call it like cutter. Or like,
yeah,
the
cutter.
Like, yeah, things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So how much time do you spend at the gym to burn off all that butter?
Dang, I don't know, bro. Wait, I didn't finish the butter. So the butter actually has sugar in it.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what makes it taste like a donut. And since the bread is so soft and it's buttery and it's got the fried exterior, it's literally like you're eating a donut bread buttered. Damn.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Actually, I worked last Saturday. That's exactly why we didn't actually record. an episode. But my, you know, one of the things that we do in the film industry, film and TV, is you always take care of your crew. You pay them if you can, and if mm-hmm. you can't, I got paid. But but also, like, if you're not going to pay them or you can't pay them, you take care of them. You make sure you feed them.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I actually work with Inertia Media Group, which is a really awesome company in D.C. I did some contracting for them, so I did get paid. And I got treated to a great meal. In D.C., there's this place called MGM Roast Beef.
Ooh.
And they're only open for breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, like, I just had, like, a turkey club sandwich.
Mm.
Just, like, turkey, cheese, and, like, bacon on, like, a nice rye. But it was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
It was like freshly carved turkey and everything.
And now we've got a pretty interesting story here. Usually when we do Knob of the Week, we talk about people that might be someplace else or, you know, doing some stupid stuff. And it doesn't have anything to do with us because Sean and I are perfect human beings. In this case, we still are. But the same can't be said for our local law enforcement.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. So I actually... got myself into a little bit of a situation this week, or no, last week actually.
Last week,
I was leaving downtown Silver Spring, and I was just coming home. I think we just had, like dinner or something. I mean, it's residential. Like, I can't go fast. I can't really do anything. Not that I would. So I was just coming out of the parking lot, and all I did was. So I like to drive my car in the manumatic mode mm-hmm. just because I can make a little bit more noise.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all I did was come out like in first or second. And because there was a light ahead of me, I think I was probably I definitely wasn't like all the way up there in terms of revs. But I was up there. I was probably middle. I don't know how many RPMs it is. I don't even pay attention. But like first or second, and then I let it just kind of come down because it's going to come to a stop anyways. I wasn't going to shift up. Exactly. So I got one of those deals, and a cop happened to pull out as that was happening. And then so from that point on, when like the light did turn green, I just kind of like made sure I shifted quick, you know, early so I wasn't like high revving. And then, of course, he pulled me over. So he walks over, and Eileen was with me. He walks over to the passenger side, and he's like, I don't even know what he said, but he was just like,
"Good evening."
if I'm being honest, he's actually a really, really cool cop.
Okay.
Like apart from what I'm about to mention, like he was chill, you know, he's like, this exhaust is come stock like that. I was like, I don't think so. I'm not sure. He's like, "Oh, okay. Did you buy the car like this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I bought the car like this." He's like, "Oh, that's what I figured. That's what I figured." He's like, and this is where he becomes a knob of the week. He goes, "Is this an STI?" And I was like, and then like, I didn't know if I should correct him because like, he was already chilling. Like, I don't know if I should correct him. And like,
you don't want to dig it.
You don't want to dig it, right? He's like, I'm like, "No, officer, this is a Volkswagen GTI." And he's like, "Oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. Well, I'm just going to give you a warning here." you know,
that was it, bro.
That was it.
No, it's a GTI. Oh, okay, cool.
Well, cool. All right. Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to give you a warning here because, you know, it's a little loud down these streets. It's residential. We get some complaints from time to time. I was like, "Okay, I understand." Like, and I was like, "I can keep it down." And he's like, kind of baffled.
Yeah.
Like, "No, like I can literally keep it down. Like I can put it in normal mode. I can drive it like a regular human being and not being a jerk, and it'll be much quieter." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at me like I was stupid.
No.
Like, "What do you mean? Like you keep it down?" You know, I was like, "I can." Now because this area, we have like a department right up the street.
Mm-hmm.
I've been more conscious this week of driving a little bit more quieter through my neighborhood. So Knob of the Week goes to the officer who called the car an STI.
He's like, "Oh yeah, was this an STI?" Yeah. You should have been like, "Yeah." Be like, "Oh damn, really?" Yeah, right. Clearly he doesn't know either.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it wouldn't have mattered if it was.
I should have been like, "Actually, it's a Volkswagen SI." Like just completely. It's an RS.
It's a Volkswagen SI Type R.
Right. It's a Volkswagen Bullet. Like, I don't know. It's a red eye, actually. Cool. That's great. Yeah. You don't see the red trim? That's the red part. Yeah. And then Eileen was like, how do you lie so quickly? Actually, you know what? I apologize. He asked me if it was an STI before he asked me if the pipes were stock or not.
Oh.
And once he asked that question, I'm like, clearly he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can get away with some things.
Mm-hmm.
So
put two and two together.
Right. And the thing is, like, what I have is not illegal by any stretch of the imagination.
Like my old car.
Yeah. What about you had? Because you had a whole full exhaust system.
3.5 inch straight with 3 inch downpipes.
Is that exactly? Is that illegal?
Yeah, it is, because I don't have CATS mufflers or anything. It's literally...
Oh, because it's emissions, right?
Yeah. Everything that you hear is just the motor opening and closing, because there's nothing stopping that.
I didn't know that was, like, a legal thing, but is it illegal because of emissions or illegal because of noise?
Both,
okay.
Yeah, like, certain decibels, your car can't be, you know, they can't exceed, especially for certain areas, like residential neighborhoods and stuff like that, so...
Makes sense.
Until H2O, and, you know, then you realize your car's not loud at all.
I don't know, I have no idea how, like...
Bro,
Ocean City has not exploded.
It's next Friday, bro.
Is it? Is it still in Ocean City this year?
No, they moved it to Atlantic, but everybody's right. Still going to Ocean City. Nobody really goes to the show. Like, they have the show. I think the show's in Atlantic City, but the scene and the tomfoolery and all the nonsense and the spoiled kids, they're going to go to OC.
I mean, it's OC. Like, you can't.
Yeah, like the strip of, you know, it's the scene, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a stock M3 for the second year in a row. Still going to cost more than everybody's car with their mods on it.
And it's going to look better, too.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Damn, man. You hurting feelings out here, bro. My goodness.
Imagine if I decide to mod it one day.
I saw George got some new wheels on his.
Yeah, George lowered wheels. Now he's got wheels, intake,
exhaust. He lowered it, too?
Yeah, it's lowered.
Wow.
You don't waste no time, man.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. I was like,
everything like one weekend. Like, Friday, the car looked like right off the lot.
Yeah.
Saturday, I was just like, yo, you got another one? Like, that's how it looked like. You know what I mean?
I know, man. Yeah, he did everything real quick. I mean, I definitely enjoy getting in my car and going places and not needing to worry about. I mean, I do have a daily, so I could do that. But on top of warranty issues, and I like the feel of it from the factory. Like, I want to enjoy it for a good chunk of time as intended from the dealer, because when I mod it, I'd like to do everything at once.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Totally cool. Well, shout out to George and his weekend, overhaul.
Overnight mod.
Oh, man. Well, we got a lot to get into, and we've already been on the air for far too long. We got a lot of places to go. So let's get into the podium.
Off the tarmac and falling behind on the latest happenings in the automotive industry.
Now goes PK, my goodness.
We'll get you up to speed. This is the podium.
Get down, what up?
Excellent job, mate.
Covering the top three news events of the week.
Yes, fresh off the press.
Maybach music.
Yo, I love our new drops. They're so good.
Yo, man, I almost didn't want to start talking. I was like, my English accent isn't good enough to continue this vibe.
Yo, coming in at number three.
Volkswagen.
Hot Volkswagen. Or this is the Germans say, Volkswagen! Like, angry. Nine.
That reminds me when Jeremy was like, "It's not like those nav systems from those Germans." Mike has left us in next roundabout, as you will be shot.
He does that really well, actually.
Man, their accents, all of them. The French accent is those. Man,
they're great.
I want them to be my grandfather.
All three of them, collectively.
All three of them, yep.
Man.
Even Richard.
Then I'd love that. Even though Jeremy's a little racist, it's cool.
I like that, though.
Oh, gosh. We're going to move on very quickly. So in at number three is Volkswagen with a slew of news. We're just going to run through these. We're not going to go completely in depth. But the Beetle's officially dead. So we've... talked about that earlier in the year where we mentioned that they were discontinuing the Beetle, but of course production has finally ended. And that's it, which is I don't like. I'm kind of upset. I like the Beetle. I think a lot like the Porsche and a lot of other vehicles. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of heritage and history.
Oh yeah.
It's maintained the same look for a long time, which, you know, I'm a sucker for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a car that I I could totally see having.
Yeah.
It's just, I would have that as a daily.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fun car, but I would also like to mod one too.
Yeah, yeah. Might bring it back EV though, right? So I guess we'll see.
Rumor was bring it back EV and with four doors. I don't know how something that small looks with four doors.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
With that shape. That shape in four doors doesn't work for me.
Mini pulled it off though, so maybe.
I think the Mini has a much better shape.
It's also a maxi now.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that the Mini didn't do well was that coupe thing.
It
looks like a hat.
It looks like you turned.
Doesn't it look like a hat or like a?
It does look like a hat, yeah.
Or like clogs, like awful, awful thing, dude. Awful thing. So, but Mini did it well, you know. They've been getting a little bit more straight with their lines, as round as usual, but still round. In the Volkswagen world, the GTI Rabbit Edition has been announced. All 2019 models will. I'm sorry. Let me split that up. They announced a 2019 Rabbit Edition that will be slotted between the S and the SE. So you'll have the S, the SE, the Rabbit Edition. No, the S, the Rabbit Edition, the SE, and then the Autobahn. My apologies. So that's going to be a thing. If you guys remember, the Rabbit is what the Golf was originally called when it debuted in the States years ago.
Mm-hmm. My dad had one.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's awesome. MK1 or?
Yeah, MK1.
Wow. Yeah.
With the square rectangular.
Yeah.
With the square. Not, so they make the square MK1 and then like the rectangular square lights. He had that MK1.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
We got hit in that car actually.
Oh no.
I was like four. Oh. I mean, or like three and I remember that.
Oh, yeah. He had it for a while then.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Old man.
That's, it's a shame he doesn't have it still.
I know. There's too many problems.
Yeah. Yeah. As well as, all GTIs will now come standard with 228 horsepower.
Aye.
Originally, mine came with 220 unless you got the, performance pack, which I have, which would give you the 228. I'm interested to see what the performance pack will now give you unless they're not offering the performance pack anymore and it's just 228 across the board standard.
Yeah, it's just 228 now.
It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. I guess they also did it because it's like, these little hatches, they make so much power now.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess you might as well raise the price of GTI a little bit more.
They are going up in prices.
You know, the next GTI might make 250.
Yeah, I'm interested to see because I know they're releasing the TCR, which makes 280-something. So you have the GTI, the TCR, GTI TCR, then the GTI R. I mean, the Golf R. Mm. So if the GTI starts to make 250... You know, well, and then the rumor is the Golf R is going to go up to 400. It's going to crack
300. Yeah. I was going to say, I heard more like, damn, what if it makes 400?
Well, because they were talking about the R400 making a reappearance.
Oh, yeah.
So
did that actually ever become a thing, though?
They just saw it testing, I think, on the Nürburgring.
Oh, okay.
It was a mule car, but it was the R400, which. I'm all for it, man.
Yeah.
Because by the time I'm ready for another one, I'll take it. Now that's where I'll go, you know?
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Give it a wide body or something.
Oh, yeah.
It looks too... Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Like, it looks...
I look at the R and I'm like, shit, is that... Oh, it's not GT... Oh, it's... Oh.
Yeah. It's hard because like, I like the R because it's simple because like... Okay, so like I love the Focus RS and even the ST, but there are bits of it that are just a little too vulgar for me. And that's why I really like the GTI. It's calm. Even though sometimes I do want some vulgarity in my car.
Yeah.
Like I want to do some things to it to just beef it up a bit.
Just a little bit.
I agree. If they do drop an R400, it's got to be a little bit more aggressive. Yeah,
just
I agree.
A little bit.
They announced the Grand California 680, which is a much bigger California. And a really interesting thing called the Cargo e-bike, which is going to be for city folk that are going to be doing deliveries and stuff.
Really interesting.
Yeah, it has like it's a bike and it has like the...
It's like a trike.
It's a trike. It is a trike.
With
you're right.
Cargo. It's like a cargo trike.
A cargo trike.
But the cargo is in front of the rear wheels.
Right, right.
So the wheels are behind the cargo.
Right.
But it's... The seating, if you sit high in it, so you look like it looks like a clown bike. You know what it reminds me of?
You look like a jackass.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Probably. It reminds me of those old school bikes with the one massive wheel and then the small one in the back, and then you're just kind of pedaling. That makes you look like a jackass.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of dope.
Unless you're like from the 1920s and can actually speak to that, which highly unlikely you're all dead now.
Right, basically.
and the Amarak V6, which is their pickup. Their pickup. So
I like it.
I like it too. I like it too. We'll probably never see it, but I like it.
Oh.
This is very depressing. That's it for Volkswagen, coming in at number three on the podium. What you got for number two?
For number two, we've got something that I actually meant to bring up sooner, but I know we didn't record last week, so this is actually warranted now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. We have the BMW new additions to the M division. Finally, X3 and X4 M have been released. BMW did a really dope press release where they invited people to drive it. Really cool camo on the cars, black and blue, kind of like some, looks almost like coating or kind of like Matrix looking camo on them. But they gave them to editors. They got to drive them around. And what's really interesting to me is that now these two vehicles, and I would consider one of these for a daily. I was telling Sean, but I know they're going to be too much. Honestly, whenever the Mini gets replaced, it's got to be like 40 grand below, preferably like 35 or something like that. But this, either way, price notwithstanding, this is a very important car because these are going to be the first new M division vehicles that are officially built on a designated xDrive platform. A version of this exists in the M5 now because the new M5 is all wheel drive.
The F90?
Yes. The F90 M5 does have, I feel like, I don't know if it's actually dubbed xDrive for the M5 or if it's just a four-wheel drive system specifically for it. I feel like it is xDrive because that's BMW's term. But this drivetrain is important, and the motor is important. It's an S58. Like the M3 engine coding is S55. This is S58. It's going to be a 450 horsepower approximately tuned six-cylinder, straight six. I believe it might be a single turbo again, which is what they've been putting in most of BMW's cars. In fact, the only cars that have twin turbo sixes in BMW's lineup anymore are the M3 and now the M2 competition. All the rest of the six cylinders in BMW's lineup are single turbo only. And it's kind of disappointing. I want to say that the M2 competition, I'm kind of disappointed that they put the M3 engine in it because I really liked the single turbo six in that car. Because the sound of it was better. And I just kind of feel like it was more fitting for it. It's like now you just kind of took the heart of one car and you transplanted it into the M2. Like are you guys AMG now? Like, what are you guys doing? But I'm very excited to see these vehicles, and they look really aesthetically. They've been spied over the course of the past couple months, testing and stuff. So, really want to see what happens when we get some more, because this is going to be your competition for, you know, GL43 or hopefully the GL. Honestly, the GLE 63, honestly, is where the competition should be, because this is a real M car. Like that 63 S is, you know, AMG's 43s and 63s and 65s. That's their, well, not the 43, sorry. The 45s and the 65s are the tops of the lines and the 63s. But I really want to see BMW make a hard hitting, you know, compact SUV. And I think that this is going to be it. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Because what you have now, the 3, the 4, and the 5M, the only one that's missing is what, the 2? 2 doesn't have one.
Yeah, 2 doesn't have one yet. No.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll make one.
I don't know. The 2 is a, I'm really having issues with the 2. When you look at the lineup, it's clearly for someone.
It's for
people that just want a SUV that has a BMW.
This is for people that wear like high water jeans and, you know, glasses with no prescription in them and no lenses and cardigans.
Oh man. But that's exactly why they built it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why they're building these. So, you know, fools like us can get excited about stuff like this.
I like it though, man.
The X3s and stuff?
No, the 2.
You had a pretty good review on it. You felt positive about
it. Well, I drove the 1. But
oh, you drove a 1.
It's essentially the same thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I like the 2. I think it's cute. I won't wear high water jeans.
It's almost a little too van-like for me.
Yeah, it looks like a little rectangle or something.
It does. It's like a little brick.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one, naturally, and I mean, how could you put anything else above it this week? Ferrari released the Ferrari Monza SP1 and SP2, two very interesting one-off style vehicles that really kind of go back to like the 1930s of styling, right?
This is such a...
like, unbelievable.
This almost brought me to tears.
It was insane.
Like, this is... this reminds me of our past news that we've gone over in maybe the last 3 weeks where we talked about the Mercedes-Maybach, the concept.
Yeah.
And, like, those other vehicles that are just reminiscent of a time when you didn't need to...
it's elegance.
Yeah. And you didn't care about blending or meshing in with a conventional approach to designing automobiles, because the people that you made these automobiles for were not conventional. Like the guy that goes and buys one of these, like, for example, I read something here that this is going to be one of the most customizable Ferraris of all time.
You can have almost any color in the Ferrari lineup.
Any color
interior,
any color interior, almost any color wheel. Almost 100 different types of leathers
can
be chosen for this car. Like, this is not for everybody.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's for the elite.
Right. And it doesn't, no windscreen. I like it. You know what I mean? Like, you see somebody in that, you're like, you know what? That guy is not like anybody else or that woman. You know what I mean? Like, you're making a statement with your vehicle. And Ferrari, honestly, that is why as much douchebaggery and, you know, customer favoritism and all the politics that takes place at this company now, you know, I still always come back to this company as far as this is my supercar manufacturer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because it's like this, I mean, and Lamborghini and McLaren and these technical masterpieces that, you know, they put out are fantastic, but as far as an instrument for making you for differentiating you and making you feel like you belong in that set of, you know, that audience, you know what I mean, this is the company for that.
Completely,
this is a
agree.
Perfect car for that.
500 made total, 250 between the two, the SP1 and the SP2, and we gotta say the SP1 is the vehicle that has only one seat.
Yeah.
Which is really incredible. Like, it's so bold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I don't like that too much, though. Aesthetically, I don't like
it
too much.
I agree.
Because I'll show Sean this picture that I have up here.
It's interesting. It's crazy different. And the way, like, if you look at the way the hood kind of goes past where, like, a windscreen would be, but then just kind of swoops all the way to the back.
Yeah.
It's like, they need to figure out how to make that a little bit more interesting.
Right. It's of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But I do appreciate that they did something like this.
Yeah.
You know, me personally, I take the SP2 because I would want to ride with somebody. I would want to bring somebody along, you know?
Oh, yeah. And besides, you can drive by yourself in the SP2.
Exactly.
You just don't bring anybody with you. Like, why'd you get that? I don't want anybody to come with me. Why don't you just tell them you can't come with you?
Right.
Like, what? I was just going to jump in your car at a red light and just ride with you.
So, you know, you said, like, the SP1 and SP2 are for a very special person. Not special, but just for a very specific upper crust type of people. Well, the SP1's even more.
Right.
Like, you heard about the 1%. This is, like, for the 0.001%. Like, that's who that's for.
I want to hear the story of the guy that goes and buys two SP1s. So that way his wife doesn't need to be with him and doesn't need to drive his, and they can just, like, drive around together or something like
that.
Like, oh, where's your wife? Well, who do you ride? My wife's behind me and the other SP ones. We can't ride together. So
it's funny, man. It's funny.
That's awesome.
But yeah, some great news coming into the podium this week. To recap, Volkswagen with a whole bunch of different changes under the hood, so to speak. Beetle is officially dead. GTI Rabbit Edition coming in hot. And then, of course, the 228 horsepower for all GTIs across the board for 2019 models. Grand California 680, cargo e-bike, and the Amarok V6. Coming in at number two, BMW X3 and 4M. With a whole bunch of newness under the hood as well. And then the Ferrari Monza SP1 and SP2 coming in at number one. It's funny because all of our news this week, all of the manufacturers have like multiple things, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not just Volkswagen and one car and BMW. It's like all multiple things.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting. Let's keep it moving and let's head right into refreshing or repulsive.
From hideous.
Damn, you are ugly.
To handsome.
I want you.
I want all of you forever.
We have no issues telling you what we love or hate.
Especially if it's Ferrari, California.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
This is refreshing or repulsive.
Wow, come
in. Oh, God, bro!
That goes so... I'm sorry, guys. That's a live reaction to the drop. That was
tough. Yours truly on the mix on that one, I can tell you that.
I'm definitely not going to make it past this part when I hear it back. Oh, I'm just going to be replaying that drop.
It's dope, man. It's dope. Man, so coming in off the top for refreshing repulsive, the Audi e-tron SUEV. The big thing with this is that it has penises for side view mirrors.
Yeah. I saw that. I did see that too.
But seriously, the side view mirrors are no longer. They're actually cameras.
No, they're cameras.
Refreshing repulsive Audi e-tron SUV. How you feeling?
I like it a lot.
Okay.
Very refreshing.
Right.
Really nice looking. Really elegant, good size. I do think the side view mirrors are a bit dainty for the size of the vehicle, but I think if this is going to be the way vehicles go in the future, then I guess we'll just get used to it. Maybe they can, I don't know, make them look more like, I don't know, avocados instead of penises. I don't know. But I like it. I think it looks great.
I'm indifferent about it. I think it looks a lot like what Audi's doing, which. Isn't a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's not a negative thing. I'm not a fan of the side mirrors, not because of the way they look, but because of just the high price tag that will accompany them when someone sideswipes you.
Oh, no, yeah.
Or, you know, they malfunction and you can't see out your mirror. Like, that's a whole... Like, I don't know if I'm ready to deal with all that.
I know. That's insurance problems.
That is insurance problem. Hopefully it's an option.
Come on. Fix it, Audi.
So I got to go indifferent. Next on the list is another SUV, BMW iNEXT Vision.
Nope.
This is their fully I don't know if this is fully autonomous or just their new EV line that they're dropping along with the what's the i3 and the i8. How you feeling about this thing?
It looks like a rhinoceros, man.
It's got the nose like an rhinoceros.
like it looks like a rhinoceros mixed with a big like a warthog or something. It
looks like Pumbaa.
Yeah, it looks like Pumbaa with
same color
with gold paint on him. Yeah. Gold-plated Pumbaa. He went to the jeweler and came out or something like
he
that.
He got himself a grill or something.
It's even like driving through a forest. So it just looks like Pumbaa.
Yeah, this thing is awful. Completely repulsive. I'm sorry, guys.
It's so bad.
BMW, you've done a lot of right. This is not one of them.
No,
the traditional kidney lung grills are just kidney lungs. It's two different things.
That's what they look like, though.
Yeah, they do actually look like it's like they're supposed to be kidneys, right?
Yeah,
but they look like lungs because like the way they're connected in the middle.
Yeah,
actually, that's why I said that. There
yeah,
you go.
See,
I just edited myself during the talking. Perfect.
Give Pumbaa back to Lion King, please.
Yeah, I'm not digging this. Repulsive Hyundai Santa Fe Cabriolet. It's got a nice ring to it, at least.
It does, yeah, yeah.
But that's about all it has because it's completely repulsive.
It's terrible. Yeah. This looks terrible.
SUVs should not be.
Who's doing this? Why are people doing this?
Nissan did it once
with the Rogue.
With the Rogue or Murano.
Oh,
and
God.
It just awful, man. I will say this looks better than the Nissan variation of it, though.
It does look better than the BMW also.
It certainly does. Give it a top and I'll buy it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Give it a top and I'll have it over the BMW. Repulsive on this one.
Yeah, no, we don't like it.
I don't think we need to spend more time on that. next on the list, Kia Proceed. Super refreshing.
Yes,
man.
Please. Give it over.
Yes.
Hand it over.
I will proceed to purchase this vehicle because this thing is gorgeous.
I was telling Sean that if they made a shooting brake equivalent of the Stinger, that this would probably be it.
Yeah.
It looks just like it.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know, the Kia originally had a car called the Seed. It was like the C-EED or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guys in Top Gear at the time.
That was a reasonably priced car.
A reasonably priced car, but they made fun of it because it was called the Seed and they called it like it was like a sperm, right?
Right.
They changed it to Kia Proceed. It looks a lot like a Stinger.
It does.
And that's
it
a does. Great thing. And
I
the
really
back
like
is gorgeous.
It. The back and the front are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Really nice ratios to this car.
Yeah. I would I think this would be a car I'd look into, highly consider as a daily.
For sure.
Very,
oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Are we getting it?
Let's get it. I'm down.
I mean, like, this the country, like, states.
United States. Are we getting it? I don't know. Probably not. Probably not.
Not fair, man.
And for that, it is repulsive.
Oh, God.
Last on the list, at a high price tag, the new Bentley Continental GT. Refreshing, repulsive. How are you feeling about this thing?
Repulsive. Repeshing.
From what side is the refreshing? What side is repulsive?
So I love everything from the rear quarter forward.
Yeah.
And I love the front of this thing. I like that that the headlights are spaced out like a fish.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And they're wide and it makes it look extremely, you know, wide. But I really preferred the styling. I like that old school styling of the previous Bentleys of the last 4 or 5 years with the square taillights and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
These are oval taillights now. Yeah. It's a big change, in my opinion. And it just looks a bit funny. I guess I'll just have to see it in person. I'm sure this is a monstrosity of a vehicle. It will have a different type of presence, but for now, I'm in the middle on it.
I can't wait to see the real true GT versions of the vehicle that will, like, you know, do like the IMCA races and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I think I always thought those Continental GTs look so great on
the track.
They're
really mean. They're really, so really big, mean. Yo.
Like very circular lights and, yeah. You know, just really brutal.
All black and dark colors.
But, I feel indifferent about this. I think the front is good. I think the back is awful. But what I do love is the side profile of the vehicle. I think the rear panel all the way through the front, it's very reminiscent of just like, I don't know, man. I would say like 60s Studebaker type, you know.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Styles, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because to me, like, again, we talk about this a lot, but like Cadillac and Lincoln and stuff like that, like you guys make very big vehicles. Why not kind of lean into that and kind of showcase some real extravagant body lines and curves.
For sure.
This does that. And it looks great from this side. The front's good, but I think I like the roundness of the past iterations a little bit better.
Especially, I guess the last thing I'll say about this is the sedans are fantastic.
Yeah.
Like the most recent sedans. Maybe it's not the Continental. Maybe the Arnage. Whatever they make a... Motor Trend did a head-to-head with it versus a Maybach, and they tested it in like an orange color. It was just a...
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, really, a great company. Like, they make great stuff.
They sure do. They sure do. Was it Motor Trend or Car and Driver that did the lightning laps?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Talk about that briefly.
Yeah, we'll talk about that briefly. I was like so busy looking at the clock. I was like, yo, Sean, we did it. All right, so I just want to touch briefly. Motor Trend, every year, they do a series of tests called the Lightning Lap, and they take probably the most prominent sports cars of the year that they've reviewed, that they favor on track as far as dynamics go, on and off-road, on track and on-road capabilities, and they group them into different price categories, and then they all time them. Of course, similar... conditions for testing and things of that sort. And so previously, the 918 Porsche was the previous record holder, and the Ford GT actually broke it. And that was with last year's testing. So let me just run through this for you guys as far as the lineup goes. Audi RS3, Audi RS5, Audi TT RS, BMW M5, Chevrolet Camaro Turbo 1LE, Chevrolet Corvette ZR1, Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Widebody, a.k.a. Red Eye, Ford GT, Ford Mustang GT Performance Pack Level 2, Honda Accord 2.0T, Honda Civic Type R, Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk, wow. Kia Stinger GT, a Huracan Performante, dang, McLaren 720S, Mercedes AMG GLC 63S Coupe, Porsche Cayman GTS, Porsche 911 GT2 RS, Porsche 911 GT3, Subaru BRZ TS, and Subaru WRX STI Type RA. Now, what we've got here is cars all across the spectrum, cars that you can afford coming out of high school and cars that you probably won't be able to afford before you die. They've got class boundaries ranging from 34,000 to 250,000 and above. I just want to say that the Ford GT set a time of 2:45, 2 minutes 45 seconds. Four cars beat that time. The slowest car, the fourth slowest car above the Ford GT, beat it by a second and a half.
Whoa.
And that was the Lamborghini Huracan Performante, which, as you all remember, held the Nürburgring lap time record for a bit of time. So the Huracan Performante in fourth. The McLaren 720S, so this is scary to me. The McLaren 720S, which doesn't even have a long tail version yet. This is the standard 720S. Okay, I'm going to say the Huracan Performante this time one more time so you remember. 2 minutes 44 seconds of the Performante. McLaren 720S, not a long tail, 239.7.
Whoa.
239.7. Remember, 918. The 918, which lost to the G... Well, I'll use a GT as a time. GT, 245.5. How much is a Ford GT? Who knows? 450,000 or something like that. But... even more baffling, Chevrolet Corvette ZR1, 239.5.
Whoa.
Ford GT, 245.5. Chevrolet Corvette, 239.5.
Damn.
That's an eternity. Yeah. A Chevrolet Corvette, not even a mid-engine Corvette.
Yeah.
A front-engine, rear-wheel drive, 700-plus horsepower car. And, of course, first place, this is not to be... you know, as a surprise to anybody, but 911 GT2 RS Vysock edition, 237.8. I mean, like the GT2 with the Vysock, package, shaving off all of the extra weight, incorporating more magnesium, incorporating more carbon fiber, a rear engine, rear wheel drive car. And again, I like can go on about this forever, but the fact that something like this actually works, like, to have all of that weight over the rear wheels and pushing it around corners, the aerodynamics in place to actually keep this car from taking off or flipping over or oversteering, absolutely unbelievable. But 237.8. I really want to see the Aventador SVJ. Last place, Honda Accord Sport 2.0 at 3 minutes 18.4.
Damn, Honda even made it up there, huh? The Accord.
Yeah, because they tested it. I guess they liked it. The Stinger, 311.6. I'm trying to see any noteworthy. Oh, Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk, 306.9.
Wow.
Which means it's faster than a Kia Stinger GT, Subaru BRZ, TS, and a Honda Accord.
Hey, but that's a Trackhawk. That's like an $80,000 SUV.
Yeah.
So
it was like
lots of stuff under the hood.
100,000. It's also like 100,000 pounds in weight.
It is.
I just think it's funny.
It is funny. It is funny. But like, but yeah, it's more than 80 grand, right?
Yeah, it can be closer to 100, 100 actually. Right? Yeah, it's about 90 something.
Yeah, that's a hundred. That's
because the standard SRT is about 70.
I mean, I just don't think it's, I think it's easy to compare and, it's easy to like crap on the Kia Stinger because it's a, you know, a Kia and an SUV beat it. But like, we're talking about a super SUV.
Yeah, the Kia only has about 330 horsepower, right, or exactly, something like that. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to see if there's anything else noteworthy here. What I will say is that this is very noteworthy here. The Ford Mustang GT Performance Package Level 2.
I read about that.
Which in its own right is just a beefed up version, kind of like the LE track package Camaros and Chevrolets and stuff like that. It did a 253.8, beating the new BMW M5, the 718 Cayman GTS, which a lot of editors tout as a benchmark of track dynamic, you know, capabilities and stuff like that. It beat the Audi TT RS. I mean, these are capable vehicles,
right?
You know what I mean? Mustang is... yeah. That's it, guys.
Damn.
It's like real passionate for like 5 minutes. Just, stuff like this is just gets me going.
No, that's great, man.
Gets
that's
the
great
people going.
What is that from? I forgot.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Another news, but something more personal. Two things. Number one, for Through the Apex and Makeshift Films, Old Mel, our first driver profile. Not our last, but our first in the series, and our only one at the moment, has received a selection, an official selection for the Community Stories Film Festival.
Oh my gosh!
Which is a really big...
You gotta put some applause in here, man. You got...
It's a really pretty big film festival. My film Fade, the last year, was a part of it. Docs in Progress, Community Stories. So that's exciting for that. And then also, I have not announced this anywhere else, but my other film, Seemingly Wondrous, also got into the Indie... Voice, Indie Capital Awards Film Festival as well.
Wow.
So we had two selections, which is really exciting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great film though, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, man. You know, it's some good stuff. So if you haven't seen either, more importantly, if you haven't seen Old Mel, because that's what you're probably more interested in, check it out on YouTube.
Hey, y'all better watch both, man. I don't know what y'all, y'all are supporting like three different movements when you listen.
You really are.
It was like three. Y'all better watch everything, yo.
Everything. But yeah. So just ending the show on some really super.
That's
positive.
Awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations to you as well. You were a producer on The Old Mel, so.
Oh, yeah. I asked the questions.
Yes, you did. You did.
Oh, snap.
You got a producer credit on there.
I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up to the festival turnt.
If you look at the art, you can actually see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a producer credit. So with that said, that's going to be the show for this week. Thanks for being patient with us. You can find me at makeshiftfilms.net and at the Sean Rosa on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as at makeshift_films on Instagram.
Yeah.
Nothing on there yet, but it's what I'm working on.
I was the first follower.
He was.
I was.
Before my own fiance.
Oh, God. I looked at the page. I was like, who's followed the page? I clicked the button. It's like followers one. I was like, yes.
This is your trip, man.
But yeah, I can be found at Mark Anthony with the C underscore Murray on Instagram. Also at machinegain.labs on Instagram. It's funny, I haven't plugged that in a while. I'm going to start doing stuff for that again. machinegain-labs.com. If you want to get in touch with us, please hit up askapexpod@gmail.com. Our Instagram for Through the Apex is @through_apex. Lots of great news, lots of updates, great photography, because we don't post crap on our IGs like most of you guys do.
Yeah.
Or like I do on my personal page. So, make sure to follow, stay in tune with us, and we'll keep you posted with all the cool stuff and all the bad knobs and bad cops that can't identify what they stop. I'm a poet, bruh.
And you didn't even know it.
Oh, girl.
Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you guys next week.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Through the Apex. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook @through_apex. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.